Welcome everyone to Anime Talk. This is your host, Joe Animated. I welcome you guys back to our fourth episode. Tonight I have three special guests once again. My first guest up, actually let's talk about myself first, sorry. I am a guest writer or a staff writer at We Remember Love. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Animated. And tonight, if you guys have any questions, please hashtag them Joe's Anime Talk. And as we go on, we'll get you guys engaged with your questions. Our first guest is Akira from Moe Fundamentalism. You can find him on Twitter at Akira Skuro. Go ahead and say hi.
Hey guys, I'm Akira. It's good to be back on the show.
Our next guest is Foshizzle from Metanorn. This is also his second time on, coming back for a repeat performance. Go ahead and say hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And our next guest is also from Metanorn. We have Min or Livlin. You can also find him at Twitter at LVLLN. Go ahead and say hi.
Hey guys. My first time here.
So let's get started, guys.
Alright.
So first up, in your guys' opinion, what makes a great anime comedy? Is it the slapstick? Is it parodies? Is it good writing? What to you guys makes a great comedy show?
Well, I guess I'll start things off. To me, it sort of depends on what kind of comedy I'm watching. And I think, you know, especially for anime, there's a big correlation between like the visual style of the show and what I expect from it. Sometimes I really just like anti-humor. Like, I love shows that just do one joke and just pound it into the ground. That's really funny to me. And the best example I can think of is Seitoka Yakuin Domo, SYD, which was perfect to me. Like Nichijou or whatever. Like, just like things that are not supposed to be funny, but because they're so ironically unfunny, they end up being funny. And that's really what I'm into these days.
Yeah, when you said pounding one joke into the ground, I immediately thought of the same show. Have you seen the new OVA yet, by the way?
No, I really should. I really should.
Yeah.
It's, you know, more of the same. I really enjoy that show. But
yeah,
for me, I agree. The visual style often has a lot to do with it. My favorite comedy series of all time probably is Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, specifically the second season. But with Shinbo Shaft's kind of very quirky designs and visual style really helped in that, as well as, you know, just the writing and kind of just the dark humor.
Right. I don't know, Squid Girl was funny. I like, they had puns in that. You know, puns are pretty funny for me. I guess Slapstick, you know, there's another show just recently ended, Gintama, they did it all the time. They had, I think, a combination of everything. You know, the slapstick, the humor, the jokes and everything for that.
See, I kind of agree with Akira on the taking one thing and just running with it. Like SYD was great for that. People called it stupid, brainless, whatever, and that's what it was trying to do. Like that was the intent. It wasn't trying to be anything more than a one-trick pony that rode that trick into the ground, buried it, dug it up next week, and rode it one more time.
Yeah.
But what I love about SYD is that it knows that it only has one joke. Like, there are a lot of shows that try to be funny by taking one joke and making it into more than one joke, and that's when you really see sort of comedies kind of fail. A good example of this is K-On!, I think. I think the comedy in K-On!, like, is terrible because it's literally the same kinds of situations, the same kind of shit, but they try to make it different every week. But, like, you know, a show like SYD, like, it knows it only has one joke. And it, like, doesn't care. And that's what I love about it. But I guess, you know, like, I think there are more sophisticated kinds of humor that sort of don't really get too much airtime. I'm thinking of a really great show called Nerima Daikon Brothers that not a lot of people have seen. It's by the same guy who did Excel Saga, if anyone of you have seen that. Yeah, it's very poignant, very political, very sort of relevant, and, you know, it's very sarcastic. And I think there's not enough of that in anime these days. It's more sort of the childish slapstick, which, like, you know, it also works pretty well, I think.
Right.
Have you ever seen Tatami Galaxy? Because that's one I'd definitely, you know, it's a drama, but it's also very much a comedy, and that one is also quite poignant, I guess. It has a very touching story, but also a lot of the humor comes from sort of the main character talking to himself or thinking to himself and very quickly, very self-doubting manner.
So what's our good comedy this season? I'm trying to think what I'm watching, and I wouldn't consider anything like a great one-trick pony kind of comedy.
This question is so easy to answer.
Yeah, what's
it's
your answer?
Clearly, Nyaruko-san, which is like,
yes,
that's my favorite right now.
Me too.
I love Nyaruko-san because it like, not only does it know it only has one joke, it also knows that the only reason why people are watching it is because they're all like super otakus and they just love like being fed shit that they want to hear. And it's like, it's so shameless in its promotion of itself and the people who watch the show, that it's just really, really, really funny. Also, I think the voice actress is just amazing. Like, she does such a good job. And, like, her overacting is, like, half the show.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I really don't get most of the references. I've been reading this blog that is dedicated just to pointing out all the references, and I don't get most of them, but I still really enjoy it because just of the amount of energy the voice actress has. It is very much a slapstick show too.
Yeah, and that died laughing in episode 2 when they had that One Piece comment. It was just so random. I was like, what's going on here?
Yes,
it's pretty good. So I don't know, reference here, that's pretty funny for that show.
I think this season for me, I'm not watching any real comedies. I've actually gone down to dramas, or I guess if you can consider Aquarion a comedy, because that's
definitely.
Other than that, I'm really not I'm not watching anything that's pure comedy, like that SYD level kind of thing, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
I guess Poyo Poyo is kind of that way, but it's only 3 minutes, and that's, you know, there's a minute and a half of opening and ending, so you can't fit a whole lot in there.
But that kind of reminds me. Have you guys been watching or seen Recorder and Rensel? That's one where I think they do kind of pound the same joke into the ground, but it's actually not very funny. It gets old really quickly.
I think there are like, there's two elements that make like that sort of one trick pony really funny. One of them is like the original joke has to be funny. Like that's you know, obviously key. But also like sort of the way that you do it needs to also be funny. Like, the reason why SYD is so funny is because it literally does the same thing. Like, they have the same lines, the same cuts, the same frames. Like, it's so deliberate that you know it has to be a joke. Whereas with shows like, you know, like Round to Cell, like, I think is another great example of a show that, like, you know, like, tries to switch it up, but, like, tries to put the same joke in, like, different clothes a little. And, like, that's why it's really not that funny. And also, at the same time, like, I think the original joke, like, the original premise wasn't that funny to begin with.
Yeah, I can see that.
I also think one thing we haven't really mentioned much is sitcoms. You know, just when I think, you know, in America, the common TV show is the sitcom. In anime, when I think of sitcom, I think of Working. That's a
really
good example where you see each episode usually has some semblance of some story where the characters misunderstand each other and it leads to a head in some funny way.
Like everything involving Yamada, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Yamada's the greatest.
Yeah, she is.
She's one of the greatest female characters, I think, ever. She's just so enthusiastic, but she's so stupid.
Yep.
And that's like a great combination. And I think Working is one of those rare shows where like you like every single character. I don't think there's a single character I dislike on Working. Like, I might dislike them as people, but I really like them as characters, and I really like their interactions with the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
I know Inami has kind of a hate them because she's very violent.
She is very violent.
But I think that kind of makes her all the more endearing.
Yeah,
or
perhaps,
inability to
perhaps.
deal with the.
All right, guys, so kind of moving on here.
All
So
right.
this season we have a director doing two different shows. Space Brothers, two different, very different shows by that matter. Space Brothers and Mysterious Girlfriend X. I apologize, I forgot his first name, but because Watanabe is a very popular last name, but we've got this director who comes from Doraemon, begins to take on two very different projects, and then actually is beginning to execute them pretty well, at least in my opinion. Min, what do you think?
Yeah, so his first name's Ayumu, by the way. Ayumu Watanabe.
Ayumi, I think, actually?
Oh, is it? Well, I don't know. My anime list is Ayumu. And
okay.
So, yeah, this was going into this season, I was kind of curious about this guy just because he was directing two such very different shows. And when I checked out his profile, it's the only thing he's ever done before is Doraemon. And I think he's, yeah, as you said, Joe, he's really been doing a good job. One thing that really impressed me when I watched first episode of Mysterious Girlfriend X was just the cinematography. It's in anime nowadays, I feel like you see a lot of shaftiness, so to speak, but he had his own kind of twist to like regular camera angles, and especially using the moving camera a bunch that I've really appreciated. And same goes for the first episode of Space Brothers. I thought that show kind of hasn't kept up as well and after the first episode, but it used a lot of the moving camera, some split screen, and quick cuts that I thought showed, you know, this guy really seems to know what he's doing. I've been enjoying both shows quite a lot.
Well, I'm only watching Space Brothers, so I can't speak to MGX, but I think he's done a wonderful job with Space Brothers. I really think that it, like, I think both of his shows sort of give off this, like, old-school vibe that you don't really see anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there are anime out there that are super, like, moe blob-ish, and there are anime out there which are not moe blob-ish at all, but I think his sort of directing and sort of the character designs that he employs and the general feel of the both shows, like, they harken back to, like, you know, I think, you know, a bygone age in many ways. You know, including, like, the fact that he includes all the lyrics in the OP songs. That's, like, a very, very old-school kind of move. Like, there are very few anime that, like, do that anymore.
Well, I think it's interesting that the two shows he picked up are not your typical, like I said, not your typical moe-type shows. MGX character designs, the feel of the show is very separate from that genre.
Yeah.
And then you've got Space Brothers, which is just it's a drama slash sitcom type show about, you know, grown adults doing grown adult things.
Yes.
So they're very different from the mainstream. I would say very different from that typical pattern that a lot of anime shows tend to fit into.
Yeah, they both feel like they could fit into Oitamina. Space Brothers more so, I guess, but neither of them really feel a lot like the typical late-night otaku anime. I definitely see the sort of the bygone era, as you said, Akira, feel.
Yeah.
Space Brothers gives, as the, you know, grown-up people doing grown-up things, I've always make a comparison to Planetes or Planets. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows, right?
Yeah, show from Wanderers. Show from the early 2000s, which has some similarities in that it's about astronauts, but really the key similarities, it's that it's about adults who are trying to figure out their way through life, their jobs, relationships, things like that, their hopes and dreams. And Mysterious Girlfriend X, I think, I mean, it definitely owes a lot to the original manga art style. It does feel very 90s or maybe even earlier, and I think the music helps a lot too, where The opening song, for example, reminded me of an oldies song, an American oldies song called Arthur's Theme. I don't know if you, and either of you or any of you are
No.
familiar with that. Yeah, I can post a link to it later. And the kind of the background music as well is very feels very nostalgic, I guess.
Yeah.
And MGX is from the way the panels are set up in the. I hate referring to the manga because I don't want to get into spoilers, but for people who haven't read it, but the way the panels are set up and the way the story flows is very would be very difficult to translate to an anime. He's done a pretty good job of making that transition and not completely losing people because it's much more slower paced. It waits for build up. It's not something that just hits you on episode by episode. So
Right.
it's you have to be patient with it, which a lot of people aren't. And so he's done a good job of at least pacing it in such a way it's not terribly slow, but still kind of maintains that flow, that story flow that the written form had coming into this.
Yeah, I'd read the like the first 5 to 10 chapters of the manga way back when. I think one thing he's really done a lot more in the anime is the depiction of the saliva swapping. I don't remember it.
Jeez. Yeah.
I don't remember it being quite as
Graphic?
yeah,
Fluid?
indulgent. Yeah, in the manga. And like I like it so far, but I think you know 4 episodes in, I feel like there he's kind of spending a little too much time in those scenes than
Yeah.
necessary. If there's any criticism I can give you
Well,
on that.
before I sort of before I get too negative, I would like to remind you that, of course it's really early in the season. He's done a great job so far, but the writer for Fractal also took on two shows that season, and both of them look great on episode four.
Right.
So
I disagree, but
I think but I'm saying it's I think it's way too early to tell, and I think there's been a lot of praise being sung and a lot of there's a lot of been a lot of jubilation and optimism about this season, and I just think it's too early to sort of make any final judgment calls, although I do like what I've been seeing so far.
yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. It's definitely way too early. To draw any conclusions about this director, but the first 8 episodes of the things I've seen of him, I think, been shows promise. Like to
Yeah.
see more of it.
Yeah.
So talking of shows that have promise, so one show that keeps getting lots of buzz from the Anna bloggers is Netsuriro. I butcher these names. I apologize,
Don't
everybody.
worry about it. I got it. I got it.
All right, Natsuhiro Kisuke. I've seen a lot of different bloggers, going, "This is great. I'm loving it." And honestly,
Oh,
I
that's
haven't had
fun.
I haven't had the chance to watch an episode yet. When I saw,
Me
I have to
neither.
admit, from when I saw the image of it, the first thing I thought was, "Oh, great! It's another bunch of girls working at an inn." And I was
Right,
like,
no.
Jesus. Okay.
That's about
But
Sphere, right?
what's that?
Yes.
Yeah, this is about Sphere. So this is the Sphere vehicle.
Nice.
Okay, so
but
you have to explain what the Sphere vehicle is then.
okay, well, I mean, Sphere is
Are you
I
talking
mean
the old Michael Crichton book?
no.
Yeah,
Jeez. I mean, so Sphere is a 4-woman J-pop unit that's, formed by 4, voice actresses. I believe they are Haruka Tomatsu, Aki Toyosaki, Kotobuki Minako, and Akagaki Ayagi. Yeah, so that's Sphere. And Natsuhiro Kiseki is like their vehicle. It's just about them, which is pretty shameless.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I actually thought that this was the one show that slipped through the cracks. Because I saw a shit ton of hype about Space Bros, about MGX, about Sankareya, about basically every other show that wasn't this show. Or, if there was sort of buzz about Natsuhiro Kiseki, I definitely saw it as sort of more from people who are interested in Sphere, or people who are interested in, you know, the voice actresses that comprise Sphere, but or just people who really like shitty moe shows, you know. But,
right. I mean, yeah, you look at the description and you think, okay, this is yet another four cute girls doing cute things, voiced by, you know, cute voice actresses who are famous and all that. But I haven't seen any of it, but I have.
Am I the only person here who has seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay, so I think the great thing about this show, and, you know, bear with me for a second, because this isn't going to sound good, but the great thing about this show is that it has a plot.
Yes.
And you're thinking, oh god, look at how low his standards have dropped. But I don't just mean, like, any plot. It has a fucking great plot. And I really sort of like the fact that, you know, the story is about a separation. You know, it's very different from sort of K-On! And other kinds of shows where you have girls who, like, get to know each other and everything, but, like, it works the opposite way, right? Like, it starts with a separation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how you repair, how you rebuild from that separation. And also what I really like about it is that, like, this, you know, sensual figure in the show, the magical rock, is, like, just very... No, I'm saying, like, it's a very mysterious thing. Like, still have no clue how that rock works.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And I think you're not supposed to know. It's
right.
Supposed to be like a mysterious, like, you know, thing that you sort of kind of guess at. And I really sort of like that all the girls are very, like, they're all kind of real people in a way. Like, I can kind of identify with them, and I, like, totally understand where they're coming from. And I like that they're all not, like, super nice to each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's one thing that I really dislike about the cute girls doing cute things, which is when they're super nice to each other.
Yeah, it's crap.
One of my favorite shows about cute girls doing cute things is Marimite, Mariasamaga Mite.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is...
Hold on. I want to stop you for a second. They don't do anything cute in that show, because they're all too hoity-toity to do anything cute, I think.
Well, I mean, they drink tea and all that, but yeah, I mean, the thing I love.
But they
about
have
the
tea and cake
sticking out like a
mile.
Yeah,
you know.
What I love about that though is that they are very, very bitchy to each other. They try to take each other down. They, you know, sometimes get violent to each other, and that makes for something that's interesting to watch. You know, conflict. That's really what drives stories and
yeah no I agree, and like you know, if you follow me on Twitter at all, you know, I think one running trend throughout my illustrious Twitter career is that I really like blonde girls. And I love Saki from Natsu no Kiseki. I love that she's a bitch. I love that she's, like, bitchy to her friends. I love that she's, like, pissed off. I love that she's, like, mean to her mom. Like, isn't that what 13-year-old girls are all about? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I've never been a 13-year-old girl. And so, like, I don't have...
I'll tell you in 9 years. How about that?
Yeah, you can tell me about that.
I have a little sister who used to be a 13-year-old girl, and, yeah, that's not that inaccurate.
Right.
Yeah. And I like that they, like, fight about, like, the dumbest things.
Yeah, like the wishes and stuff.
The
dreams.
Like, there's something really refreshing about how, like, real that is.
Right.
Even though the story... And, like, that's really sort of, like, what I find really miraculous about Natsu no Kiseki is the story itself is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, the premise is obviously meant to be ridiculous. It's not meant to be realistic. But it's sort of, you know, it's like a very real sort of interaction. And it really reminds me of Anohana.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the melodrama taken out. With less, like, love triangles and stuff. Can I also mention that I really like the fact that the girls aren't sexualized? Say what you will, like, sports bras are not sexy.
Well,
so,
that's up for debate, but... So, when you say they're not sexualized, I mean, what exactly?
I don't know.
You know, like...
I was gonna say, I've seen some screen caps that would definitely come down to a Yuri type interaction.
I mean, sure, there's like, you know, like maybe like 3 seconds of that. You know, that's like, but like the thing about screen caps is they're deceiving, right? Like, I remember when a bunch of people, back when Crit and I was airing in 2008, people took a bunch of screen caps of like Murasaki, like the 7-year-old girl changing, and they're like, look, this is a show about lollies. And then you watch the show and you're like, this is clearly not a show about lollies.
It's a show about lollipops.
You know, yeah. But I'm saying, like, what's really fascinating about Natsuhiro Kisuke is like, there are lots of scenes where, like, the girls are, like, very much, like, very scantily clad, but not in a way that's, like, presented as, like, sexually appealing. It's just, like, she's like, oh, I'm hot and the air conditioner is broken, so I'm just going to romp around in my underwear. And I feel like that's definitely what real people do.
I know I do that.
Yeah, and, like, you know, there was that one scene, you know, like, sure, there was that one scene where they were kind of stuck together on the bed. I mean, that's definitely, yeah, like, I'm not going to say that's not sexualized, but I think for the most part, the show, like, for a show about four, like, really moe blob girls being voiced by, like, super high-octane, like, voice actresses, like, there is a surprisingly small amount of fan service in this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Foz can sort of back me up on this one because you're the one who's seen it.
Yeah. I just like watching it and see what happens next. You know, you never know what you're going to wish for next, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's what I love. It's so
that's what I like about it. Yeah, mystery
it's
about
so
it.
It's so unpredictable, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it has me guessing what's going to happen next. Like, are they going to do a time travel thing where they wish to go in the future or something? Something random like that.
Yeah, and I love, like, you know, an episode, what is it, one of the more recent episodes, the one where, like, you know, they're trying to get the little kid to, like, convince the little kid that, like, they weren't, like, flying the sky or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I think that's three.
Yeah, no, I love it. Like, that kid has, like, the hugest boner for Saki. Like, I thought yeah. That was so funny. Because, like, I don't know, like, there's something really innocent about the way, like, attraction and friendship and sort of all of these things are portrayed in the show. And I think that's sort of a far cry from, like, the way... But, it like, at the same time, it doesn't feel sterile, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of shows get really sterile, but this show is not sterile. It's like, very... It's much more real, and I think that's why I like it more than, you know, something like K-On! Or Yuri or...
I like the supernatural stuff in it, too. It's pretty cool, so it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, taking some questions from our viewers today. So, from Spiral, we have... Let me find a question here. Which voice actor or actress deserves an MVP tag for this season, just based on the first third of the episodes we've seen so far?
I have two words. Kana Asumi.
I was about to say, yep, that's what I
mean, yeah, she's there, with one show, she's kind of, yeah, I think, takes that.
Yeah, skyrocketed to the top for me anyway.
I mean, Kana Asumi has always been great. I mean, right. You know, her work as, you know, popular and working was great. You know, her,
Kidamari,
you know,
Kidamari Sketch.
Kidamari Sketch, you know, from Kidamari Sketch.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, I can't help myself.
If you could see me baseball.
I remember I really enjoyed the original, like, really ghetto flash animations for Naruko-san, because of her and, like, her overacting and her energy just really carried, there was really shitty flash animations through. And I think, like, you know, her sort of performance as Naruko is just so above and beyond anything else that we've seen this season from anybody, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if I might have to choose her as the MVP, but I think there are a couple Dark Horse candidates, like Hisuka Ito for Coco in Jorgamond.
People watch that?
I watched the first episode, didn't like it so much, but I thought it was alright, worth watching the second. And the second one had a lot of Coco just being, you know, crazy.
Just one word, craziness, that's all I gotta
say.
Yeah,
sure. And she's really driven the show. Unfortunately, the latest two episodes have been more action-heavy, and the show doesn't seem to do action very well. So that's been a shame.
Yeah.
So, And I think the other one is Miyuki Sawashiro, actually. She's
He's
been.
always solid, though.
Yeah,
He's
that's
pretty
true.
consistent, yeah.
Yep.
But.
And you know, she's the star of Lupin the Third now, and she's also in Space Brothers as multiple roles. And yeah, she's a pro. She's really good. So
Yeah.
I'd say, you know,
Yeah.
those two I would also put under
Yeah,
consideration.
also,
See, I was gonna say
fun fact.
my
Yeah,
two would
go
be
on.
definitely the voice actress from Lupin. I think she's done a great job as that voice. And then the voice actress from MGX that does Urabe. I
Yeah,
really like
that's
her
who?
voice. It's
Oh, Urabe?
yeah, Urabe from
Okay.
MGX. I like that deeper voice. It has that mysterious, musky, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's got that it's just not, again, it's not that mo-fi, squeaky, you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks kind of voice. It's definitely got this very
Right.
sexy feminine voice.
But she's a rookie, and she also, I mean, she deserves credit for also doing the opening and the ending songs that she did.
Yeah.
Wow.
What I was gonna add is another person that's been consideration for me is Takagaki Ayahi, who does Saki from Natsuhiro Kiseki. Okay, so yeah, I understand that I've been pushing this show and I've been pushing Saki a lot, but like, I mean, honestly, I think she does a great job of like, she has a good range of emotions, and like, I think the sort of presentation of the character and sort of the way that she like is very enthusiastic about the role, like really shines through. Like,
Yep.
she loves being this bitchy 13-year-old.
Like yelling.
Yeah, like she just is yelling at people all the time, and like it's great. Like it's like in a very like not like an energetic, but like in a very angry way, in a very bitchy way. And like I don't know, like I think it's great. But yeah, that I guess that's my other persons.
I like the one that plays Yuko from that show. Same with the green-haired girl on that, on the other one you said.
Yuka,
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's funny.
so I have to say I've enjoyed Haruka Tomatsu a lot, Harukasu. Every time, ever since I saw her as Nagi and Kanagi.
Oh, yeah.
But I hate that she's been getting these like really like bubbly roles recently, because I really don't think that's like what she should be, and I don't think that's sort of her best roles. And I think it's shitty
Right.
that like,
Wait,
you know,
sorry. That's what she should be?
she should not be like bubbly.
Oh, okay.
But they've given her all of these like bubbly roles. You know, there was Yuina from Hanasaku Iroha. Like, are you fucking
Yep.
kidding me?
Have you watched Katanagatari?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, there's one where her role is much less bubbly, much more sinister, you might say. It's
That's
a good show
good.
too. It's
I
a very
mean,
good show too, so.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always thought that show did too much talking and too little showing, but, you know,
Yeah,
I
it
think,
does that.
speaking of Harukasa, I think the last really good role she did was Anaru, from Anohana,
Yep.
all the way back in the day. So it's been a while since she's had something that's really notable, which is unfortunate, I think.
Right.
Yeah. For men, I don't really know if there's any sort of male actors that I've really sort of paid attention to or have, you know, especially stood out to me recently.
Yeah, unfortunately, I guess I don't really keep track of them quite as much.
Other than Wakamoto, but he's not around anymore.
Oh, I've noticed the voice actor for Jet from Cowboy Bebop's had a couple roles this season. I
Yeah?
didn't expect. He's in Jorgamond as one of the.
You just love that show, don't you?
Actually, no, I don't. But I just watched the latest episode, so it's like right in my mind. And he's also in something else this season. Oh, Sankaraya. He plays the evil dad.
Oh,
Ah.
jeez. I'll have to listen to that again.
I
So,
have to say though, sort of the I think overall voice direction, I would have to say the best show is definitely Sakamichi no Aporon, which we haven't discussed in this episode at all yet.
thanks.
And I don't just say that because like they have like great jazz or whatever. Just like the attention to detail, with the accents that each character has, like I found that really, really, really. And how all of sort of the characters speak in like this very, very heavy, Kyushu accent. You can think of it as like a super heavy southern drawl. And then Kaoru, the main character, is like a he speaks like very proper Japanese. And I love how they kind of use accents as like signifier of like class, of background. I thought it was super cool. And I think the guy who does Sentaro should definitely get a lot of credit for that, 'cause he does a great job as like this like rough and tumble like country boy.
Yeah.
And I think if I had to but he like he does it a lot. Like he was Wataya in Chihayafuru, so he loves doing like the hicks. He's like the hick guy, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah, actually, Akira, you reminded me because you mentioned Kids on the Slope. The other Noitame show, Tsuritama, as I think Haru, played by Miyu Irino, he's been quite a delight to listen to.
Oh, I hate listening to him because he's
Really?
so annoying. He's just
And
like,
the same, sorry, the same voice actor also plays Akira from Mysterious Girlfriend X right now, so I'd probably
yeah.
nominate him.
I think I
Yeah.
have to do
In
the
the
Matt
male
Fishing
side.
show.
Yeah,
He's good
but
enough.
I think Tsuritama has been or also, in terms of accents, I've heard that the Haru's little sister or older sister, she's supposed to have quite a weird
yeah,
accent. Do you know
she does.
Yeah.
Very
about
weird.
it? Because I don't understand Japanese enough to
Yeah.
really tell.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's fucking weird. But no, I hate Haru's voice, because I hate the way he talks. He's just like, come do this thing
Yeah.
with me. Oh my god. You know, like, that's like,
Wuchuchin.
A little metro.
yeah.
Yeah, even.
Wuchuchin, yay! You know, I'm just like, alright, you need to stop. Like,
So, one
Lay
final.
off the crack.
So sorry to interrupt,
Exactly.
guys.
Yeah.
One final question.
Ugh.
This comes again from
What about you,
Spiral.
Fosh? I don't think you've mentioned your, like,
Oh,
top
true.
picks.
You
I
have
was gonna
you
say
said a lot,
Gokumon,
Fosh.
that voice Yoruka, I like her. She's good.
And on the
Not really
actor
have any other
side.
favorites. Besides the guy who plays Akira on that fishing show, I guess. He's always my favorite because he's Gintoki on Gintama, and he's done a
Right.
lot of roles that I like.
Tomokazu Sugita,
That's the one.
Yeah.
He does his thing really
He always
well,
plays
just overall.
the great, comedic roles for me, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyon.
Yep, Kyon, yep.
So one final question for you guys. What either
Yeah,
second
Tsuji.
season
Been on
or
your picks?
who?
Yeah, I think he said Bill already. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I think he's muted there.
What
was
was
that?
that? Actually, there was another question earlier about where was it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, whether or not AKB0048 is a great show or the greatest
Oh,
show.
I saw that last night.
Sorry, I was gonna
It
avoid that
looks
one,
cool,
but
but
I'll
I'm
let
not
you
sure
guys
how
dig
bad
in.
it is yet.
So I have a question for all the viewers, actually, and I posted this on my Twitter a while ago, aka yesterday, which was, the guy who did Macross, Awamori, is the guy who does AKB0048. And I wonder if this is the show he would have made instead of Macross, if AKB had existed.
True.
So you think he would have latched onto a pre-existing idol group instead of
No, just that he would have done a show about idols fighting against a totalitarian government as opposed to a show about idols singing to save space
All
and the
right.
universe. Because, I mean, they're both about, like, I mean, this is right down his alley if you think about it, right? You know? So I'm sort of wondering if he's doing this just for cash or if he, like, legitimately thinks this is, like, something awesome and fun, you know?
Yeah, I wonder that. It was an
Well,
interesting episode there, that's all.
yeah, I mean, I was very skeptical going into the show, and I enjoyed the first episode much more than I thought I would, but that was mainly because of the animation in the first 5 or so minutes, where I really enjoyed the CG really sticks out at times, but I want to see more of that kind of animation in anime, like Black Rock Shooter did last season.
Oh, yeah, like cell shaded.
Cel shaded, and it allows the allows for a lot more flexibility, I think, in
Right.
what can be done with
As long as it's not
CG.
like Synthogear, that was just CGI was terrible in that show.
Yeah, I didn't watch Symphogear past episode one because I thought that initial concert sequence was just bad.
Yeah.
I just love that they had the gall to make the show.
Right.
You know, like how dare they make this show? But actually,
What do you mean by that? I mean,
like,
they made Idol Master. That's
but Idol Master is not about real people.
that's oh, that's true. Yeah, that's what
You
I
know what
figured
I
it was. I
mean?
was like, that's kind of weird.
Go on.
Like, it's just so strange to me that the same guy who like did the entire Macross series like is doing this as
Right.
well. You know, and he's bringing the same kinds of expertise, the same kinds of, you know, the same techniques, his same aesthetic vision, you know, to something that's completely different. And you know, I actually trust Kawamori not to like fuck this up, because he has a like, you know, he has an entire like, you know, pantheon of really, really amazing shows, underneath his belt. You know, Aquarion Evil, every single Macross. I mean, I think he knows what he's doing,
Oh, yeah.
but yeah, I just think it's interesting that like this is his show, and you know, I would think that someone as legit as him sort of has control over his own projects by this point. So I'm more inclined to believe that he actually like wanted to do this, as opposed to they just gave him a huge wad of money and said, "You're making
Oh,
so much
yeah.
all this money."
Pretty much. I'd see that.
So yeah, I downloaded this to my phone this morning, so I plan to watch it during my
Yeah, I
lunch
think you
walk
should
and
definitely
maybe
play drinking games while watching AKB0048. I think that's definitely.
every time they say the name of the band.
Yeah, I hate that it's not like you can't say like 0048. Like that just sounds too dumb. They like should have
it's
thought about. They should have
well, let's
thought it
say
through a little more.
well, in the anime, what did they say? 0048.
48. I think they did a couple
Terrible.
times.
That's terrible. Let's hope they don't ruin martinis like James Bond ruined martinis.
We're not going there tonight. We're not going there.
Yeah.
I thought
But
it was funny
yeah.
that the hair designs, they have like little hearts on them and their eyes have hearts and like kind of weird.
Yeah. Also, to people who are like getting like their panties in a bunch over me saying something about Idol Master, like just for the record, I love the Idol Master.
Yeah, I don't think anyone here doesn't like the Idol Master.
I don't think you
I love
can.
it.
I don't think you can not like the Idol
Yeah, you just,
Master.
it's hard to hate it.
I never watched it. So I'm
And I
sort
know
of wondering.
you're a big Miki fan, although I heard that you talk shit about Hibiki at some point.
Yeah, we're not
Because
gonna talk about this right now, cause I mean,
okay.
I think, you know, just to be considerate to the other guests and people who are listening, we shouldn't have this conversation right now. But I will definitely take all of you on for every single one of your preferences, cause you're all wrong. If you don't agree with me, you're all wrong. So, I mean, I will take all of you on. I remember Joe was actually really amused the other day when I just got into like a bunch of fights with everybody on Twitter.
I seen some of them. You just like came on there and just like exploded on there. I was like, what's
Yeah, and then I
going
just
on?
left. Yeah.
You and you left. I was like,
Science girl, ponytail girl, like meat.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's great fun. It's great sport. I mean, I think that's what being an otaku is all about. It's all about taking all these things super seriously, 'cause if you don't, then like it's much
Oh
less fun.
yeah.
You
Really,
know?
I think it's the opposite. I think it's taking it very non-seriously.
As long as I
No,
can
I'm
poke
saying
fun at
like taking
anime,
it
I don't care.
seriously, but like ironically. Oh God, I sound jeez, losing myself. No, but like, you know, like it's like taking it like seriously when you're talking with other people, but not actually taking it seriously.
Right.
Like I don't actually care who you like from the Idol Master. Like they're not real
All
people.
right.
But
Okay, yeah,
like,
I hear what you're saying.
you know what I mean? But like, you know, I don't like it when people take personal offense when you sort of
Yeah.
make fun of shows. But like, I think it's all about like not taking things seriously and sort of about just like being irreverent
Well,
and
yeah, it's
just
like
combative.
Tempest in a teapot. It's like it's all controlled, but within that controlled environment, being able to go all out and
Yeah.
get
It's like
serious and have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it's like, you know, I was just like one last thing before you wrap up, I guess. Like, you know how it's like when you get super drunk, sometimes you just want to fight someone, just like for no reason.
I haven't had that impulse
I think you
yet.
said that yesterday. You're like, I want to hit someone.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel sometimes. When I'm like on Twitter, I'm just like, wow, sometimes I just want to fight someone.
Geotag
All right, so
So
I
any
guess we have to wrap it up.
yeah, so
Our final thoughts,
some final thoughts, guys.
I guess. I mean, I think Joe's been gone for a while, so I don't
Wait,
actually
Joe's
know.
gone?
I've been no
No,
I've
he's not. He's muted his microphone, so.
Oh.
Did I?
Wait, but he's the host. What's going on?
We've taken
Sorry.
over.
I didn't I guess I've been talking to myself. I didn't realize my mic had muted. I'm sitting here shouting into the
Oh,
mic.
Joe.
Oh my
Say it
God,
ain't
did it?
so, Joe.
He pulled a Vuk.
I'm
We're doing so well.
trying to manage stream here and keep audio going. I think I have the hotkey set wrong because I must have muted
Yeah,
myself
it's
at some
like,
point.
oh no.
Vuk
It's all
does
right.
that all the time. He
Yeah.
actually mutes his mic by accident.
But so
But
let's
yeah.
let's finish up with some final thoughts here, guys. Other than geotagging your tweets so you can get into a fight,
Yeah, geotag, bro.
so
Yeah, come
Fosh,
at me, bro.
yeah,
Yeah.
so Fosh, any final final thoughts on today's discussions and any comments you've got?
Not really, just I guess continue watching the shows we're watching. Having fun blogging the Nyako and Core Zombie and even Aquarium. Eureka 7. I think have fun making fun of those type of shows, just magical screen cap things.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't go to Metanorn, you can always catch Fosh's special screen caps with his
Yeah.
witty one-liners.
Yeah.
They're always worth checking out every week.
Yeah, I gotta post my new ones tonight.
Yeah.
Min, any thoughts from you?
I guess in overall, just this season's been quite something so far. I know a lot of people have in the first after the first couple episodes there, it was really people were talking about this just the best season in a long time. I think a lot of shows have had their ups and downs, but overall I've been very happy. And I think the two shows that really stick out to me that have been just consistently really great have been Sankaria and Tsuritama, neither of which I expected anything out of, so I encourage people to check those out.
Right.
And I guess that leaves me. So, like I said before, I like laugh whenever people say like, "Oh, like this season saved anime, joff, 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 joff." I've been around way too long to believe that or think that anime needs saving. I don't even know what that means, to be
Here,
honest,
here.
'cause,
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get it
cause
either.
like I mean, let's be honest, like, last season, like the moe blobs, like the people who love moe blobs were like, they were rejoicing and they hate this season 'cause they're not enough moe blobs. So it's all, it's all in perspective. But I guess, like, for me, I guess, for those of you guys who haven't checked out Natsu no Kiseki, you should. It's a lot more fun than you'll expect. Give it 2 episodes at the very least. I think you'll be charmed by it. And other than that, I would have to say that, like, I think there's a lot of really, really great shows out there. As much as I sort of make fun of people who say that, this season, whatever. Shows like Space Bros, Tsuritama,
Apollon.
definitely Kids on the Slope, definitely. And even less serious shows like Sankaria or Nyaruko-san, which is amazing.
Yep.
And perhaps even AKB 0048. We don't even know. We don't know. Because there are plenty of shows that are really dumb, but really, really fun,
Right. Like
I mean,
Bento last season was like, that's dumb, but it's just so funny.
there was that, and then of course our favorite is SYD.
Yep.
Yeah? So,
Or
but
Hagen Ice
definitely.
Call.
Yeah, just give everything a chance. Give everything a chance.
So, thanks for joining me tonight, guys. Coming up in the next 2 weeks, we have Vuk, Ghost Lightning, and Otosan from Shameful Otaku Secret. So next week should be a lot of fun. And then coming up on May 15th, we have Kevo, who runs the Anime Power Rankings, and Spherical Cow's blog. So it should be a lot of fun coming up these next 2 weeks.
Right.
Why are there only two guests on the 15th?
That's all I've got right now, which brings me up to this next slide. You can find these shows as well as audio for the shows at WordPress, joeanimated.wordpress.com. There's also a podcast feed if you're interested in that kind of stuff. And if you'd like to volunteer to come on the show and talk with me and others, you can email me at joeanimated@gmail.com. So that's how I got my three guests tonight, other than knowing them outside of the blog sphere on Twitter. But yeah, go ahead and email me and we'll fit you in. We only have two guests in 2 weeks, so we're looking for a third.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, please come fight me. I love it when people fight me on the internet.
Okay, I'll
do
that.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, yeah, I have a friend who lives in New Haven. Maybe I'll come visit you sometime.
Don't grab a drink.
Oh, guys.
And then, you know, see where things go.
And fight each other. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a,
watch,
guys,
watch, I don't
fight club style.
Guys, I'm a scholar. I don't fight.
Oh, so.
No, but yeah, thanks for listening.
So yeah, thanks everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks again, guys. I always appreciate people volunteering to come on. I appreciate you coming and talking with me.
Cool. All
right. Can we just have free chat now until we decide we've had enough of each other?
Actually, I've got to shut this off, but we're welcome to. All right. I can restart this here in a second if you want.
No, it's all good.
That's all right. I need to go to bed anyway.
Yeah, I'll see you guys. Yeah, thanks all right. a lot.
Thanks, everybody.
Good luck on
good night.
Your final.
Yeah, yep. See you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Cheers.